Across China.
Across China.
把握时机，保持前卫。
This is the BBC.
Hello and welcome to another edition of British Life from BBC Learning English. I'm Dermot.
还有我董真，每次在我们的节目当中，我们都希望能够告诉您很多在英国生活的故事，当然这都是些有意思的故事咯。
When the weather gets warm and the sun is out, one thing that people really enjoy is having a picnic outside in the open.
这个季节差不多是从五月份开始的，这也是政府允许野餐季节的开始。
And that's what we're talking about today. What would you put in your picnic basket?
我们今天的节目就是来说说野餐。野餐在英语当中就是 picnic， 但是这个单词的起源倒是来自另外的一种欧洲语言。
Yes, I did some research and learned that the word picnic originates in the 18th century and comes from the French word picnic, meaning a fashionable social entertainment.
看来就像很多的英语单词一样 picnic 野餐这个单词呢也是从法语当中来的外来语。这个词儿传到英国的时间是18世纪，它的意思呢就是一种很时尚的娱乐聚会。
I think that definition is a bit different to what I imagine a picnic to be. To me, and for many people, a picnic is a simple affair. Plenty of food that's easy to eat.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Simple and easy is what I want for my picnic.But apparently, picnicking is taken very, very seriously by some people, and it can be highly competitive, and can represent a big social challenge.
有竞争力的 competitive 是一种巨大的社会挑战 a big social challenge. 那为什么一个野餐也弄得这么攀比呢？
Well, we spoke to Sasha Lavelle, who runs a picnic food company.
Everybody's looking sideways at other people's picnics the whole time.And if you've got the wrong bottle of wine, people will notice. It's very competitive.
哇，这种比赛可是够激烈的。每个人都看别人是准备了什么样的野餐。
Looking sideways, peeking, not staring directly.
所以如果你要是带错了酒的话，比如别人就会注意到的。
And it's very snobby.
Snobby 就是势利眼的。每个人呢都希望自己准备的东西比别人的好。
Well, I'm sure Sasha always comes up with impressive picnics because what her company does is to make picnic hampers to order.
这可是把野餐的简单意义都给变了。Made to order 就是照预定的来做。
And all the food and drinks are packed into a lovely basket, which is called a hamper. Sounds like a real luxury.
一个有盖子的大篮子就是 a hamper, 其实就是一个很好看的大提篮用来装吃的和饮料。
Let's hear from Sasha what her perfect picnic consists of.
I think it would have to have some kind of pâté as a starter. Probably a chicken liver with bacon in it or something like that. Maybe some radishes and a chutney. And I'd probably do something like cold roast beef and horseradish and Jersey Royal potatoes, some asparagus and something lovely for pudding. Maybe a rhubarb trifle or meringues and strawberries and cream.Just something quite simple.
Sounds impressive, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. 那让我们也来好好看看 Sasha 准备的完美野餐吧。总共有三道菜。
Yes, a three-course meal. The starter is a pâté, which is usually a mixed paste of liver and meat, and you spread it on bread.
肉干酱 pâté 一般是由鸡肝 chicken liver 和火腿 bacon 搅拌起来，可以抹在面包上。
There would also be some radishes.
萝卜泡菜 radish 很脆也有点辣。What about chutney? What is it?
Chutney is a bit like jam. Not really sweet, but spicy. You can have it with bread and meat.
原来这种 chutney 酸辣酱主要是用来配肉菜的。在这里呢 ,Sasha 选择的是冷的烤牛肉。
With horseradish.
配上英式的辣根酱。
Potatoes.
这可不是普通的土豆，而是泽西皇家土豆。这种土豆呢，比一般的土豆要小，用来做沙拉最合适了。
Also, there would be asparagus.
芦笋，这个音可不太好发。Asparagus.
Asparagus. My guess is that the asparagus would be steamed or poached.
是蒸的，有的时候也可以煮熟，但是不能煮得太老了。
Well, that was the main course.
这些都是主菜。
Now let's move on to desserts.The perfect choice could be a rhubarb trifle.
Trifle 是一种多层的水果软蛋糕，很传统的英式甜点。Rhubarb 是那种粉色大叶梗的这个植物大黄，煮熟以后酸酸甜甜的，英国人喜欢用它来做饭后的甜点。
Or meringues.
蛋白甜饼，这也是一种甜点，不过我觉得这实在是太甜了，是用蛋白和砂糖做成的。
Also, the picnic season coincides with the strawberry season.
Coincide 就是同时。
This means strawberries and cream is a popular choice for desserts.
哦，草莓蘸奶油听起来挺不错的。要是我呀，我肯定选这个，而且奶油要双份。
Let's hear these picnic dishes from Sasha again.
I think it would have to have some kind of pate as a starter. Probably a chicken liver with bacon in it or something like that. Maybe some radishes and a chutney. And I'd probably do something like cold roast beef and horseradish and Jersey Royal potatoes, some asparagus and something lovely for pudding. Maybe a rhubarb trifle or meringues and strawberries and cream.Just something quite simple.
Well, I think Sasha's perfect picnic hamper is very impressive. One thing is missing, though.
Yeah, what about sandwiches? 三明治，这个我在家里就能做。
No sandwiches, unless it was an afternoon tea style picnic, and then there'd have to be cucumber sandwiches.
Oh dear, no sandwiches. 他可没想准备三明治。
Unless it's an afternoon tea style picnic.
看来还得遵守规则。如果要是下午茶式的野餐的话呢，三明治还可以，但是也不是什么三明治都行，还得必须得是那种黄瓜三明治。可是黄瓜三明治和下午茶又有什么关系呢？
I did some research and found out that the cucumber sandwiches are traditionally British, and it had an upper class connection in the Victorian times. They were served at afternoon tea times in a very delicate manner.
That's interesting. 原来这个黄瓜三明治还居然和维多利亚时代的上层社会的生活方式联系起来了。而且英式的黄瓜三明治一般都做得非常精致。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Well, let's get back to picnics. Not everybody agrees with Sasha's picnic suggestions. Charles Campion is a food critic, and he believes that picnics are all about hearty food.
Hearty food 就是味道丰富、分量又足的食物。我看我还是比较喜欢 Charles 这种风格。
I think a good picnic is something where you get hearty food that's appropriate to the place you're going to eat it. I mean, obviously, at Glyndebourne, you want one thing. In a Twickenham car park, you want another. But I would add that I think knives and forks are for wimps, and that you shouldn't have glasses and dessert dishes and plates and all that sort of tosh.
Charles thinks that to have a good picnic, you need to think of where you're going to have it.
准备野餐也要适当 appropriate, 要根据野餐的地点而定。
He gave two places where the picnic styles are different. First, he mentioned the country house, which hosts summer opera festivals.
哇，在这样的歌剧院里野餐听起来很惬意嘛。要是准备在这里野餐，那也得好好的根据场地情况而准备。
The other place Charles mentioned is Twickenham.Now that's where big rugby matches are played, so I suppose there you'd have something less complicated and perhaps more filling to eat.
Twickenham 是英国进行英式橄榄球比赛的著名场地，在这种场地野餐呢，可就跟在歌剧院里的不太一样了。
So appropriate food for appropriate places. Charles also stated his dislike for cutlery.
Charles 不喜欢野餐的时候还要用刀叉。
He thinks they are for wimps.
Wimps 就是那种缩头缩脑的胆小鬼。
He also doesn't believe in having glasses or ceramic plates. He calls these items tosh. It's a British word meaning nonsense, unnecessary stuff.
Tosh, 没用的东西。Charles 觉得呢，野餐根本用不着什么玻璃酒杯和瓷盘子这些麻烦的东西。Let's hear from Charles again.
I think a good picnic is something where you get hearty food that's appropriate to the place you're going to eat it.I mean, obviously, at Glyndebourne, you want one thing. In a Twickenham car park, you want another. But I would add that I think knives and forks are for wimps, and that you shouldn't have glasses and dessert dishes and plates and all that sort of tosh.
我觉得呀，野餐的最大乐趣就是在于野餐的地点。那我们怎么来选择野餐的地点呢？
Well, after hearing from Sasha and Charles, I just realized that having a picnic is not a simple affair. There are a lot of rules and customs associated with it.
这回听到了，还居然有人对野餐也这么小题大做，还真是长了不少见识。不过我要去野餐呢，可绝不会搞得那么讲究。
Neither do I, but I'll try to make a homemade cake next time I go out for a picnic. It's a nice touch.
好了，这就是我们今天说的野餐 picnic。你是不是也想搞个什么有竞技的比赛呢？别忘了把你的想法告诉我们。
Drop us an email at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk or find us on www.bbcchina.com.cn. See you next time.
我们下次节目再见。
BBC Learning English. Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.